Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Local Voter Education Program, where we share information and updates about our city that has a direct effect on us. Local Voter Education Group is asking for your help to be more than an information source by challenging issues in the local system that does not support us, the people. The first challenge is to move the public presentations from the bottom of the city council agenda to the top like other cities. This would be a start, putting the people back on top, where we were in the beginning. Just contact our council members and insist that the public presentation should be on top of the city council agenda. And now, here's your host, James McBride.
Well, that's the wrong opening there. But anyway, some good information. We do that on Sunday nights, 8 to 9. And this show is about original music. So anyway, I got a mistake there, and you may find this show isn't going to be run too professionally. I'm enjoying myself here, so it may be kind of lousy at times. So anyway, let's start off with, the thing of it is that if you got some original music and you want us to spin it, we'll spin it here for you to help promote you a bit. And for people who like music, like being involved and working with it, music is a powerful thing. And so anyway, I'm going to do some testing too here on some things that I've got in my queues that I don't know what they are. When I first built this, I just titled a lot of things rock just as I was test running. So let's see what we got here.
Some days I've been wrong and I've been untrue, but I'm giving.
Okay, that is Matt, I don't have his name here. It's an unlabeled artist, and we got a few of his songs on there, so we'll start over the beginning here. I know what that is now. It's not a commercial. So anyway, we'll let you spin. Also, there's a number to call in on any of these songs that we play. If you like them, if you don't like them, I'm going to be spinning some music that I'm not particularly fond of myself, but it's also about letting other people decide and you know, put their input on there, and not strictly just what I want. Music to me is similar to, compare it with food. We all have different taste buds. All types of food are good. All types of music are good, but we just have different taste buds. So I won't be just playing songs that I like only, because you may not like some of the stuff I like only. And so, but anyway, here we're going to try to, you know, share whatever we think is a good piece of material, and let you decide if you want to tune into this station or whatever from time to time. Give us our input on the podcast. You can always go back and look at that. And let me give some input on what songs you think are good. I've got some stuff I'm working on. I'm trying to get it transferred over from cassette tape to CD to bring on some original stuff. And I've got some other stuff I got ordered from a group called Postmodern Jukebox, which is really one guy that has really built quite a 30s and 40s set type thing. I love the music they're doing, and the musicians he has working with him that are just outstanding. So I contacted them in New York, and they got back to me, and I'm working on downloading some of their music to spin on here. Now, it may not be your taste, but I think this is some really creative music they put together. It's the way they did it. It's got work in it, and I like it myself. But that's what it's about. I'd like to get your input. Do you like some of this stuff? Any songs you don't like, you can tell me. Or if you like, if you think they're good. So that's one thing we're doing here, just kind of surveying and enjoying music. So, okay, let me see if I can find that one again, if it's the same one.
Some days I've been wrong, and I've been untrue, but I'm giving and living and loving for you. Anytime at all. Sometimes the world's gray and rain tumbles through, but behind the storm, the sky's always blue. Anytime at all. in loving for you.
Let's see what this one is here. We'll spin this one.
Thank you.
was the Jayhawks, and I had the pleasure of seeing them in Nebraska about 10, 15, 20 years, I don't know, a long time ago, we'll just put it that way. And that. Also, excuse me, if you'd like to pass this on to anybody you know that's in the music, recording music, likes music, send them this way and, on Wednesday nights, 7 to 8, going to be playing some of this stuff that I've had my studio from the 90s and that's been on the shelf for a long time, and I don't have a whole lot. I do have some material that I think is worthwhile spending, but and between the time until unless anybody until someone sends in some stuff, we're going to advertise the show more. I plan on promoting the show, getting it out there a little bit more to have a better chance of finding material to put on here, but it all depends on if anybody sends any material into us or not. But like I say, it's I'd rather do this on Wednesday night than to sit around and watch the tube right now. So, but okay, let's see, where was I? That's number one, two. Here's number three under rock. I've got four, five. I got about five of these under rock. I should have labeled them, know what they are. So anyway, let's see what we got here. If it's going to be a song, a commercial. It's kind of like a grab bag, a surprise here.
Yeah.
That was called Ship of Fools. It goes back a little ways. I believe it was called, what was that, New World Order, maybe. He had one other song he put out that made a bit of a hit. And I don't have the title of that in my mind right now, but I love political songs more than anything. I love songs that have substance. There's nothing wrong. I like silly love songs, too, which I grew up with the Beatles, so for a good sample here, John accused or made the statement that Paul would write love songs all the time in interviews, and he wrote a lot of those love songs, mostly. And John wrote more of the revolution and more of political type songs and stuff, which the two opposites working together what made them so great. So I lean more to Lennon's, but McCartney was more successful by far with the love songs, and he even wrote that song called Silly Love Song from that statement of John. So let me see here. Oh, this is Wilborn Music calling in. I think I'll cut my show, and no, I'll tell you what. I'll have to get back to them. I'll let them just, that's good. They're returning a call. So, anyway, next, let's see what the next one is here. I put five of these on here. Let's name them Rock, and let's see what we got here, and let it spin.
What's the world coming to?
Okay, that was an older one I had on here. That's Fleetwood Mac, and maybe we'll save that. I want to see if there's anything. Let's see what this next one is.
Welcome to Voter Education.
Boom, okay, that was Voter Education. That was okay, so those other three was those new ones I put on. And, okay, let's go back and we'll spin some from last week. Again, it sure won't hurt. And this is, I'd like to get one on by Daniel Gregg called Funny Thing, but I don't think I've got it on here yet. Got, tell you what, we'll play Goodbye by Daniel Gray, and he's got a song called Funny Thing I like a lot. I'm going to work to get it on here. So let's let this one spin. And like I say, you know, you can always call us and leave a message or reach us at fwdistrict5.com is my website. That's the most easiest, has contact through there and my political stuff. Or you can give us a call at 817-446-7056 and leave it on my voicemail. If you have music or if you're interested or your opinion on any of these songs that we're spinning, what do you think? Are they any good? Are they not good? Anyway, that's the game here. So, anyway, we'll play Goodbye.
Well,
And that was Daniel Gray out of Canada there. And I've got a few more of his songs queued up here, which I like a lot of this. But and we got another one here. Some of these might seem kind of soft for your taste, and yeah, but we'll try to mix it up. And but anyway, here's one from a band by my name, Willoughby, and we'll let it rip. The song is okay, but that was the title of the song as well. Okay. And let's rock it up a little bit from a friend of mine named Weldon. And we'll spin his song here, okay? And I think this one is called Stand Up. I'm not sure if that's the right title. But anyway, this is by Weldon. I got it labeled as Weldon. That's a friend of mine here. So we'll rock it up a little bit.
Stand.
Texas, my home here. And that was called Run Forever was the title, not Stand Up, Run Forever. So let's go back. I'm going to spin another one by the band named Willoughby out of California here. It's a short one here. I like this. So let's give this a spin. Signs. That's a little different. I like that. And we're going to go to one out of my studio here, Repercussions. We did this back in the 90s. And let's see, I got two takes on here. Let's do the full one. Okay. It's called Repercussions by Freddie K. And out of Fort Worth as well. out of little Fort Worth, Texas here. And let's move back to a band out of California. I don't have her name, but I like this song. It's called Twin. See, I thought I was going to play a song called Twin here. Let's see if we can try that again. There it is. Band out of California here. I like this girl's voice. was called Twin from a band out of California, and a lot of this stuff goes back several years, back when I was in the more in the music business. I spent 30 years, over 30 years in the merchandising business and worked for, I had the privilege to work for several major label bands, and had a great time. Got to do things I never dreamed I'd be able to do, and hang around people that I never dreamed I'd get to, you know, have a chance to do that. So, but anyway, I like music. Unfortunately, I only know three chords on the guitar, and I think I'm tone deaf. So, but I do love music. Music is a powerful thing. The Beatles could do, Elvis did, and what Michael Jackson did. It's really a powerful thing, and I like it. And I love good music. So, let's see here. Let's stroll up here to. What did I have laid out here? Okay, I'll tell you what. Okay, let's do one by Daniel Gray out of Canada here. It's called In the Morning. That was Daniel Gray out of Canada there. I think up by Montreal area, the French-speaking part of Canada, which fortunately a lot of the bands some of the tours I went on, we went across Canada. We were across there, so I got to go from one end of Canada to the other end and see parts of it, and it was pretty interesting back in the days. But okay, let's move up to it's called Fall Into Pieces. This is a well-known label act, Matchbox 20. If you're in the rock, you'll know who this is. And Rob Thomas did his own solo from that group, Matchbox 20, and this is called Fall Into Pieces. So we'll let this one spin. Pieces. And if you're into that type of music, like that kind of rock there, That album that is on is an excellent album. It has a lot of good tracks up and down it, too. There was a period there a lot of albums would come out by artists, and they'd have one, maybe two top songs on there, and the rest of the album would be, it would drop a lot of notches from there, the rest of the songs would. This album has several top-notch songs on there, and so if you like that style, I would say check out Rob Thomas's album there. It's very good. Let's try something. I've got something written up here, queued up, called An Ad for Test Run. Let's see what I did. I don't even know what this is.
You're listening to Test Run, where everything is a test run, the songs, the hosted, the time spot, the program. Now I know we will have some good and bad songs. Give us a call with your point of view at 1-515-602-9610. Press number 1 to be in the queue. Send us your songs that we can download, or contact us through fwdistrict5.com and we will reply with an address where to mail a CD to that we can download. You're listening to Test Run. Back to the program.
Oh, yeah, now I remember that. Got a short attention span here in memory. Maybe that dementia might be kicking in quicker than I planned on it. So anyway, yeah, I remember that. And we're going to throw in another ad while we got, well, we just got about 3 minutes left here. So we're going to throw in another one from the other program, Local Voter Education. And we're going to let that spin. I know this is not that show, so, but anyway, we're going to spin it anyway to advertise that show.
You're listening to Local Voter Education from 8 to 9 p.m. Sundays. We're talking is not enough. We are looking for citizens that want to be a part of making Fort Worth a better place to live. Become a member of the ICOC email list at fwdistrict5.com and join the local voter education group on nextdoor.com. And now back to the program.
And as I said, that's not this program, but I'm going to work on some more commercials here. And we're doing this on Wednesday night as a test run, too, while I try to work out the bugs and make this show a little bit more professionally run and see if we can build any kind of interest from people out there. And if we can, then I look forward to, in the future, I plan on moving it over to the Sunday night slot, 7 to 8, right before the local voter education. But to do that, it's going to cost me a little, quite a bit more money. It's going to cost me more money to move over there. So I'm not ready to move this yet. I want to work on it here while it's costing me no extra money. And if I see that it's growing and we can get some interest into it, we definitely want to put up the extra bucks and move it over on top of local voter education. So they'll both be on the same time Sunday night. This one will be 7 to 8, and that one's 8 to 9. And but anyway, that's part of the plan. We'll see. Otherwise, in the meantime, this will be running here on Wednesday nights for a little while, for the next several months, And I'm going to enjoy doing it anyway. I like playing music. So as we're about to run out of time here with just a minute, a little over under 2 minutes here left on this, the two-minute warning, but you can go to the podcast, Test Run, original music, and see what we have on there. And I'm going to try to get a lot more loaded up on here by next week. I did get a call just a while ago from Will Burns' studio, which he has a great studio. He's over on Rosedale Street in Fort Worth here. If you're a musician and you want to do some recording or take music lessons, if you're out of Fort Worth here, there, I would say check it out. He's been in business for quite a while. I've seen a lot of studios come and go, but he has been there for a while. I just reached out the other day and found out. I said, oh, great, he is still here. So he must be doing something right. He must be good. So anyway, I'm going to take that recording, I'm sure you left on my phone, and see what it's all about. See if he's, I'll call and contact him and see if we can't get some of this stuff off the tape on CD so that we can load it down here and bring it on the show. So, anyway, with that new, we're down to 50 seconds, whatever. Have a wonderful Wednesday night. Join us Sunday nights on Local Voter Education, 8 to 9, with James McBride as the host. We'll have council members on, Judge Joe Brown, in the near future, in the next few months, TV Judge Joe Brown. And we're going to have him on, the mayor of Fort Worth, and several council members, and trying to get people to bridge the gap between their local government and home here, where it counts the most. Yelling about Washington, or only looking at Washington, you're a spectator. But when you get involved in your local government, you're playing the game, and we're all count here. So let's get into the game. That's what we're supposed to do. And if we clean up our own backyards, maybe we'll clean up Washington with that. And with that, do have a good night. And until next week, this is Willoughby signing off. Bye-bye.